Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you most warmly on the occasion of the Analyst Telco today on the 2019 report of Wüstenrot & Württembergisch AG. The presentation for today and the company record of WW is available online on the Investor Relations website. Dr. Gudjon, the CFO of the group, will take you through and walk you through the presentation and identify the important figures of the annual account. Then we'll have a Q&A that will give you the opportunity to ask questions of Dr. Gudjon. Please bear in mind that this telco may be recorded or will be recorded, and the recording will be made available for downloading on the website. If you'd like to ask a question, then first state your name and the name of the institution that you stand for. In the course of the presentation by Dr. Gudjon, we will mute all the other participants. I'll pass over the floor to Dr. Gudjon. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from my side, likewise, a very great welcome. We're in an extraordinary situation, and I hope that all of you are well and alive and kicking, presumably at the home office sitting in front of your devices. We'd like to introduce the 2019 figures today and give an outlook for 2020 as well. On the basis of the presentation on page 4, you will see the summary of the highlights of the 2019 business year. All in all, we can say we look back to an excellent year of 2019, most excellent. We have a 249.1 million consolidated net profit. This is at the top margin of our 220 to 250 margin that we indicate. The major driver of the good result has been the very volatile financial result of over 1 billion that we could bring it up to. But we must say that a large part of the financial result, of course, will be paid out to by benefits. That's why it is buffered less volatile and over the years. The reliable profit driver for the WW Group has been the property and casualty insurance, again with a wonderful combined ratio of 89.4%, again significantly better than the market. Cost admin expenses lie slightly went up. There was this write-off from Czech business and the bank deconsolidation profit of just under 10 billion, which was finalized just recently. In terms of new business, we have positive figures all around. Buildings and home loans plus 0.2%, net 0.8%, including Aachener Bausparkasse. If you leave Aachen aside, we have a slight loss. In construction finance, we have an extremely successful year behind us. We have growth rates of at least 10%, depending on the way you look at it. And all through the group, 6.9 billion construction finance. Our own book, the domestic book, the German book, is over 20% plus. Our growth in the insurance segment at a magnitude of plus 3.8% against the previous year, in health 5.8%, in property and casualty 9%, a really healthy framework. Also strategically, we were well positioned in 2019, made headway, strategic focus on the German market with the sale of the Czech business. That's going to be completed right now. Our W&W Better program, level 1, was successfully completed with remarkable success. For instance, in property and casualty insurance, the first time we have over 2 billion strategic premiums, and the portfolio could be improved by over 200,000 customers to over 9 million contracts. Also, the recent baby, our digital brand, Adam Riese, is very successful. The way it kicked off and has over 100,000 customers by now. Also, employer activity has made headway. We have had several awards last as one of the best training providers in Germany. On page 5, we have the result for 2019 in an overview, broken down to the housing segments, life and health, property and casualty, and others. You can see that in the housing segment, at 38 million, we have attained a result which is below the previous year, where it was 59 in 2018, because of the excellent construction finance business. We had higher commission expenditure, and the current interest level focused more on the result. And in the sales proceeds, we were more conservative than in the year before. At 26.4 in life and health, we were slightly above the previous year in the income. The premium driver was property and casualty, with a record result of 143.6 million. Like in others and consolidation, this mirrors the development in the capital markets that contributed to the good actuarial result. We had valuation earnings because of the market development in securities. In this segment of others, this is reflected, but also deconsolidation profit from the sale of the bank and our WHS developer company. This contributed positively likewise. Looking at the details on page 7, you see the profit and loss account for the group broken down to the individual divisions. You will see the much better financial income, over 1 billion it went up to. Largely, this compensated by insurance benefits. The commission income, because of the higher portfolio income, went up as well, and miscellaneous went up by 70 million. For one, because we had restructuring provisions that we created, transactions in the insurance group, and also a re-entry in connection with BBP plays a role. The financial result shows the other position. The pillars that you see here shows the development in construction finance, with a record result of almost 7 billion. Also, gross premiums in life and in property casualty are clearly making headway, so 7.3 all in all were entered in insurance. Customer development has been a very positive one likewise through the Aachener Bausparkasse addition. Next chart, the next page, shows you the housing segment broken down. You see construction finance in that segment. The Czech business has been discarded, and also what goes into the Württembergische Versicherung portfolio. So in housing segment, it's a plus of 14% in construction finance, and also building and housing. The Bausparen has another plus. Capital ratio is the core equity ratio for the banking group, for the financial holding, at 25.9, and for the Bausparkasse of 16.8, clearly above what the regulator wants for the core capital ratio. Let's look at the development in life and health insurance. The chart shows you the development of the reserve because of the decline in interest. A significant increase of that position was necessary. The additional interest reserve put over 350 million into that additional reserve, so that's over 2.5 billion euros in the additional interest reserve. The reference interest, that is the basis, is at 1.92% by now, and this all in all has meant that we now have an average interest for our insurance obligations of 1.8% on average, together with the fact that the valuation reserve on the asset side, together with the free RSB, show the need to provide collateral. This shows that all in all we are in a very good situation indeed. New business compared with the premium income has gone up with a plus of 9.3%, and this plus both covers private old age income but also corporate old age benefits. We have high increases in corporate pension schemes. This is a strategic point. Solvency II, the regulatory important ratio, in Würth-Leben is at 522%. Without transitional, it's at 305% for the group. However, with provisional, with transitional at 240, and without transitional at 190. The final values have been identified. They're slightly below, and we're at 238 and 184%. So all in all, a stabilization of those ratios indeed. And the last chart shows you the 2019 result in property and casualty insurance. Again, all it shows into the right direction, new business, new premiums, both in motor vehicles and other, and in corporate customers, clear growth rates, and also in the premium development. All three fields is positive. Admin expenditure went up a bit. Still, the cost ratio at 27.7 is down, and the combined ratio, all in all, is at 89.4%. This development was favoured to 89.4, the situation in the elementary losses. Elementary expenditure was €72 million. This has helped indeed. And now it is sort of an average value. Until 2012, rather, we never had a situation with such a high elementary loss expenditure. But over recent years, we got used to it, that elementary loss burden does pick up and has picked up. But all in all, an excellent situation in the insurance sector. Let's look at the outlook for 2020. I must say, never before has the outlook been so difficult as this year. The corona crisis will also impact the financial services providers' business, but still, it's totally unclear where and how the economic situation will impact the individual. The group, all in all, financially in balance sheet terms, is solidly positioned. In the recent very successful years, we gained internal strength to weather the business, which is shown in the clearly hiked up core equity. But WW Group and the AG in the course of 2020 will have a much higher volatility that it is subjected to, in particular if the crisis should go on for longer. This is why we have to look ahead for the time thereafter, but we think in long-term stretches and we act responsibly. For this reason, our forecast was worded more cautiously than we had planned originally. On principle, we stick to the medium and long term corridor of between 220 and 250 annual surplus. We stick to that. In view of the acute distortions in the capital markets, however, and the hard to assess consequences of the corona crisis, however, a well founded forecast at the present time is simply not possible. Should the corona crisis last for much, much longer, a decline of the result in 2020 is to be expected. All in all, we'll carry on our strategic course in move forward on digitalization and at the same time prepare for more difficult market environment. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Dr. Kutia. Thank you for your comment. The analysts now are given the opportunity to ask questions. How it works will be explained to you by the moderator of the conference. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please push 9 and asterisk on your keypad on your telephone. If you'd like to withdraw a question, you push 9 asterisk again. So push 9 and star or asterisk to signal you'd like to ask a question. The first question comes from Andreas Schäfer, from Bankhaus Lampe. Go ahead. Hello. Thank you for the opportunity to ask questions. I have two questions indeed. One question concerning loss development in the property and casualty insurance. Can you give a first indicator in the mother and the parent company how the frequency has developed? What is the exposure of WW regarding the lines affected, such as event cancellations or insurance against interruption of business? Are there major exposures? And the second question regarding building and home loan business, would you think that interest in the medium term may be negative in Germany? Can you give me an indication what the interest margin will be like, what the sustainable margin will be in home loan business and savings, and what impact it will have for the strategy of the group? Herr Elwanger? Thank you, Herr Schäfer. Thank you for the question. Yes, Dr. Gutjahr, if you want, go ahead. Regarding the loss frequency 2019, there are no specificities, no peculiarities, and the combined ratio is 87.8. That is the way it used to be in previous years. 2020, what it will be like, first appraisals. I mean, that matches my own hunch. If the crisis should go on for long and we're all back at home, nobody drives a car, I would assume that motor vehicle insurance will show fewer losses. But if it comes that way, well, we'll have to see. And if it's significant, if it's only a few weeks, it will have less of an impact, I assume. But in the long term, it would be a difference. How much are we affected, your other question, in insurance against interruption of losses? We have small margins in the business only. For instance, luckily, we have premium income of 1 million in interruption against business. So in this segment, we made headway very late. We went into the business very late, so we were less affected. In building and home loan savings regarding the margin, we are controlling the Bausparkasse not only by the income, but through the financing of construction. So the margin, the gross margin for the whole business at 1.15%, was clearly stabilized, has been stabilized in recent years. Our planning assumes that this will be the magnitude for the future as well. But in concrete, the thing is that we are working for a new scale in building home loan savings because of this interest situation that is meant to be more valid. This is to be rolled out in the second half of the year. Thank you. Herr Schäfer, does that cover your questions? Thank you. Great. And the next question comes from Werner Schirmer from Landesbank Baden-Württemberg. The floor is yours. Yes, hello everybody. I would first be interested in how high your net combined ratio is in the group under the commercial code for last year. I have the 2018 number, that was 88.1%, but I haven't found the 2019 number, but I would be interested indeed. I think it's 89.5, I'll have to look. There are some. Yes, it is 89.5. You have to watch out, there are so many combined ratios. International, national, thank you, great. 89.5. And then I would be interested to learn, would you contradict if I were to say that in operating terms last year you were developing so great that in the second half of the year, 2019, you reduced your price earnings on your capital investment? That's what it looks like. I would not contradict. We control the result. We do, yes, we steer it. We want our result to be conservative-like. We are reliable in a solid scope. So last year's, apologies, there is a sound defect. I can't hear you. Again. Do I have to do something different? No, it's me again. The thing is, we do steer the results, yes, we balance them. And we've seen that because of the capital market development in 2019, in recent months, we had valuation gains. So planned sales profits were reduced indeed. In 2018, you will recall, it was the other way around. So we steer the result all in all. Yes, we balance it, and we could add to the reserves, something that you will see. Reserves have gone up. Clearly, also our capital ratio has gone up. You can see that. We have a strategy. We want to be solid and reliable also in difficult times. So the strategy is we create reserves for bad times. When there are bad times, we'll use the results in a responsible scope. So we steer the result, we balance it out, yes, also over the quarters. And finally, my obligatory question about writing back reserves for old losses that flow into the combined ratio. The number for 2018 was 145 million. What was it last year? Often, I don't know by heart, but it's not a significant number. Maybe 114.6 million. 114.6. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Herr Schirmer, for your question. This covers the questions from Herr Schäfer and Herr Schirmer. If there are further, ladies and gentlemen, I would call upon you to ask questions. We have no further questions in the pipeline right now. If you'd like to ask a question, please push again 9 and asterisk to signal you would like to ask a question. And a question comes from Michael Dunz from Commerzbank. The floor is yours. Herr Dunz, feel free to, or has your telephone been muted? Hello? Herr Dunz, can you hear me? We hear you, all right. Go ahead, yes, I'll get going. Can you get back into the Lucky Buy, the IFRS impact from the purchase of Aachener Bausparkasse, which will be entered in Q1 2020? Can you quantify that more? And then regarding the dividend BaFin recommendation regarding non-payment of dividends, or not before 1st of October this year, this does not impact you direct. Do I see that right? And then maybe the third portion. What is your impression regarding new business in construction finance and in building and home loan savings the first quarter? Do you see any impact from the coronavirus situation, or has nothing been or little been visible? Could you comment on this? Thank you. I don't see, so I'll be happy to. The Lucky Buy will be about 20 million. Indeed, it will be entered the first quarter of this year. In terms of the dividend, well, you know, it does not really concern us direct. It concerns banks in particular. But still, the thing is, we do want to pay the dividend. I mean, it's a recommendation only, after all, and in the end, you may say, it's part of our strategy. We want to be reliable also regarding the dividend payment. In recent years, in the dividend, we never went to the cap, to the highest. We had a reasonable commercial viewpoint to pay the dividend. So we want to retain the dividend for 2019 as well. Should we be forced not to do so? It may be different, but we think it is material and appropriate to pay the dividend. But the capital ratio, by a one-time treasuring, of a real dividend is not impacted significantly. Only if it were permanent, that would be the case. Regarding new business in building and home loan in the first quarter, in bank finance, in construction finance, we can't see anything regarding new business. It is rather the fact that in financing, they are meant to be covered and completed now. This is a trend. The better the customer relations are, the longer it has been, the less is it impacted by the lack of personal contact. Though a young agent has a hard time by comparison without personal contact to make business than the established agents. Many do that, have that in the second or third generation. They carry on business. But we do feel we'll have to wait and see what the monthly figures will be in the end. The building and home loan savings in recent days, you see some conservative input, but I found that there are major fluctuations quite normally in ordinary years from month to month or quarter to quarter. So, but all around, if the crisis carries on for longer, I cannot imagine that there will be no conservative new business either. Thank you. Thank you, Herr Dunst, for your questions. Are there further questions? Right now, I have no further questions in the pipeline. Again, let me call on the participants. If you'd like to ask a question, then do so now. Last call, everybody who would like to ask a question, do signal now. The operator will tell you again how it works. Yes, ladies, gentlemen, you may ask a question by pushing the keypad on the keypad 9 and asterisk, 9 and star, to record your question. We have no further questions. Right, so if there are no further questions at this point in time, then I'm closing the analyst conference. And this also ends the analyst telephone conference for today for the 2019 annual report of W&W Group. Thank you for participating, and thank you to my colleagues for the support. I wish all of you a good day, stay well, and see you around next time. Bye-bye. This ends the recording of the English version of the telephone conference.